Delegate of the Chile, I notice your flag. On which agenda item do you wish to speak?
Disculpe, señor presidente, pero solamente es hacer ver cierto malestar de mi delegación, porque entiendo que en el ítem pasado, aunque entiendo la premura del tiempo y estoy en su posición de tener que acelerar la reunión, pero entendemos que tanto como la OIE son importantes las otras organizaciones internacionales. Por último, al final de todo ello, haber hablado, en el caso de la OMC, especialmente de una información que es vital para este comité. Y la verdad es que el proceso que ellos cambiaron ahora de notificación significa notificar todas las normas, se desvíen o no de la norma internacional. Y al respecto hay una tarea pendiente en este comité, cuál es el de, cuando se abolió el sistema de monitoreo, se iba a buscar algún mecanismo para poder hacer un seguimiento de la norma internacional. Ahora tenemos los elementos y tal vez deberíamos ver cómo vamos a trabajar a futuro y cómo va a trabajar este comité, esta comisión, con la OMC para poder desarrollar el sistema de seguimiento que quedó pendiente. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, delegation. Chile, we will note your questions, observation. We will not discuss it. Maybe at a later stage, when appropriate. Delegation to USA, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We had a small piece of housekeeping ourselves. The reception in honor of the heads of delegation tonight, we've changed the time from 6:30 to 7:30 in anticipation of the vote running a little longer than anticipated. So, thank you.
Thank you, delegation to USA. Same place, 1 hour later.
Same place, 7:30.
7:30. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, let us then come back to the discussion where we before lunchtime. You want the floor, Delegation of Brazil? Very short, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Very briefly, I wanted to touch upon three issues very briefly that I know there's a large list of speakers. Number one, I concur fully with your ruling of not remitting to CCGP the issue of the extremely low participation of developing countries in CODEX meetings. Number two, regarding the study my delegation suggested to be undertaken by the Secretariat, we consider that it should cover two inseparable issues. A thorough analysis of the facts regarding the level of participation of developing countries in all meetings of the CODEX structure, and B, ideas on the necessary rearrangements that are required to correct the lack of participation of developing countries stemming from that thorough analysis. The third issue that I wanted to touch upon, Chairman, is that at the next commission, with the inclusion of a specific item on the agenda on the lack of participation of developing countries in meetings of the CODEX structures, member states will have the opportunity to examine the proposals by the Secretariat and also put forward ideas of their own. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Delegation of Brazil. To reiterate the three issues you mentioned also before the meeting, before the lunch break.
and it doesn't.
Well, delegate of Brazil, let's say in the three components you made, let's say this is a factual analysis, which I guess is basically no problem about the factual level of participation of developing countries in any activity of Codex. We can put it on the agenda of the upcoming session of the Codex Amateurs Commission. However, the problem is particularly related to your second suggestion that the Codex Secretariat should draft a paper with ideas which, as indicated by the Secretary before lunch break, that it is beyond their mandate. My proposal to you and to the Commission is that we at least have a short discussion here this afternoon, primarily on process, not too much on content, and still I am very much in favor after, let's say, a round of discussions here, to move to also to put it on the agenda of the General Codex Committee on General Principles, at least to have more input from the Member States and have more discussion, and then to have it next year on the agenda of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. So the problematic issue is the second part, for reasons that it should be the Member States rather than the Secretariat proposing all sorts of ideas and mechanisms to readdress the concerns as you have expressed. But let's listen to the Member States. Many of them have already flagged up. I will use the list I have before the lunch break. This can easily take an hour, ladies and gentlemen, if not the rest of the day. We are way behind schedule, so I would like to ask you to be very precise, concise, brief and short, and reflect upon the process and not necessarily at this point in time on too much on content. So we will use the clock, and I start with Malaysia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Malaysia thanks the Chair for allowing us this opportunity to share our thoughts on the matter so eloquently highlighted by Brazil. Malaysia certainly shares the concerns raised. The matter of difficulty faced by developing countries to attend a wide range of Codex meetings have been highlighted in various fora. We feel that it is now time to take concrete measures to try to rectify the situation. We feel that the proposal of Brazil merits the most serious considerations. We should give the matter the highest priority and explore the matter without delay, as outlined by the delegation of Brazil. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Malaysia, and also thank you for being so brief. Egypt, please.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. مصر توافق تماماً على ما عرضته البرازيل وما اقترحته من نقاط ثلاث، وذلك في سبيل تحقيق المساواة في المشاركة في الأنشطة، تحقيق المساواة في المشاركة في الأنشطة الخاصة بلجان الدستور. حقيقة صندوق الأمانة ساعد إلى حد كبير في ذلك، ولكن بعد التقييم المناسب قد نجد وسائل أخرى. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Delegate of Egypt. Nigeria, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nigeria shares the concerns and views of Brazil on this issue that has been well articulated. The Nigerian delegation also notes the progress made so far on the involvement of more developing countries using the Codex Trust Fund mechanism. We also realize the significant effort made by Codex in bringing us to this stage. However, Mr. Chairman, in spite of the above development, the Nigerian delegation believes that there is room for improvement in the active participation of membership from developing countries on substantive issues. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, delegation Nigeria. Sudan, please.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. السودان يود أن يؤكد على ما ذهبت إليه البرازيل من النقاط الثلاث، وفيما يلي التحليل نرى أن يتم هذا التحليل من جانب فريق فني خارج الأمانة ليقوم بهذا التحليل وينظر في مدى إمكانية زيادة المشاركة للدول النامية. شكراً.
Thank you, delegation of Sudan. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The importance of participation of developing countries in the Codex process and capacity building particularly cannot be undermined. It is for consideration of the Commission whether we can expand the scope of the utilization of the trust fund to support organizing Codex committee meetings in the developing countries. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, delegation of India. China, please.
We can prove that's a correct measure. Expansion.
谢谢主席。我想中国呢，在这个问题上也是支持巴西代表团的意见。 那么，特别是呢，我觉得就是中国呢也非常感谢在近些年来，WHO、FAO还有Codex在多方面做的各种努力。那么从近几年来的法典委员会呢，我们也看到发展中国家在试点方面的参与呢是越来越多，而且发挥的作用也越来越大。但是呢，我们还非常希望。 在试点委推动发展中国家参与的时候，特别是使用信托基金，不只是从数量上支持参与的国家和参与的代表的人数，更重要的是有更多的实质性的参与。比如说，把这些基金用来做更多的就是发展中国家的代表参与实质性的工作组的讨论，在会议上呢，更加重视发展中国家的代表团的意见，也重视发展中国家。 提供的相关的一些科技资料，那么这些呢，可能能够更多的来推动发展中国家在这个领域当中发挥更大的作用。另外呢，中国也建议，应该对发展中国家也应该针对不同的地区和不同的国家有针对性的给予一些对口的一些特殊的支持，这样可能也能在不同层次上使不同的国家。 的代表呢，能够发挥更多的实质性的作用。谢谢主席。
Thank you, Delegate to China. Delegate to Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. También nos sumamos al apoyo a la inquietud de Brasil. Pensamos que se tiene que hacer el estudio tanto con la existencia del fondo fiduciario como con la no existencia del fondo fiduciario e incluso incluir qué ha pasado con quienes han sido beneficiarios del fondo fiduciario, si han continuado viniendo después que se les terminó el financiamiento con el fondo fiduciario. Pensamos de que el análisis de este el análisis crítico no debe corresponder solo al punto 7, sino que incluir también el punto 5 y el punto 6, que es de los grupos ad hoc y de si se refunden o no los comités. Por lo que vimos, hay muchas delegaciones que oponen que no deberían refundirse los comités. Sin embargo, para los países en desarrollo, el hecho de que se refundan los comités significan menos reuniones y más posibilidad de participar. Por tanto, eso no debería dejarse de lado. Y tal vez sí, que el Comité de Principios Generales genere un procedimiento para ver en general cuáles serían las condiciones por las cuales se pueden refundir o no estos comités. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, delegation of Chile. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Costa Rica también se suma al apoyo de la propuesta de la delegación de Brasil y consideramos que realmente un estudio, este estudio debe abarcar recomendaciones y alternativas integrales a toda la actividad que realiza el Codex. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, delegation of Costa Rica. Cameroon, please.
Monsieur le Président, merci. Il faut dire déjà dans tous les jours que nous partons de très loin. Quand nous avons commencé à travailler ici, c'est à peine si les contributions venant des pays en développement étaient prises en compte. Mais il y a eu des progrès depuis un certain temps et nous ne pouvons que nous en féliciter. Nous avons eu des cas, nous savons que ça c'est un vieux problème qui continue à être mis sur la table. On a essayé de trouver les premières solutions. La première solution, c'était de délocaliser les réunions de certains comités. Ça a été fait. On n'a pas encore eu une évaluation complète de cette délocalisation. Ensuite, on a pensé qu'on pouvait, sur un autre plan, avec le Trust Fund, apporter un appui aux pays en développement. Le fonctionnement du transport n'a pas encore connu d'évaluation. Donc là, nous sommes dans une situation où bon, les actions qui ont été prises n'ont pas encore été clairement évaluées. Et nous pensons que nous pouvons toujours continuer à pousser pour qu'il y ait une participation plus accrue des pays en développement aux travaux du Codex. Et c'est dans ce contexte précis que nous pensons, notre délégation pense que la proposition du Brésil mérite une attention particulière et que le secrétariat lui donne une suite au plus bref délai. Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Delegate of Cameroon. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina desea agradecer su buena disposición para que pudiéramos discutir aspectos de este tema. Argentina, por cierto, apoya la posición de Brasil y desearíamos señalar que con respecto al estudio que se le ha solicitado al secretariado, consideramos que lo apropiado sería establecer un marco temporal. ¿Cuánto tiempo debería abarcar este estudio? A nuestro criterio, en realidad, este análisis debería comenzar prácticamente en el año 2000 o 2001, antes del inicio de la participación de los países con financiamiento del fondo fiduciario y llegar hasta la actualidad. De esta manera nos permitiría ver qué curvas se han producido en la participación de los países en desarrollo. Argentina ha señalado en reiteradas oportunidades que no consideraba apropiado que el fondo fiduciario fuera selectivo en cuanto a la clasificación que hacía de los países. Por otra parte, debemos reconocer que, como ya se sabe, el fondo fiduciario tiene un periodo, va a terminar en algún momento. Y si no termina el fondo fiduciario su función, en definitiva tampoco podemos vivir pendientes de que la buena voluntad de los miembros del Codex haga que siempre hagan, existan recursos disponibles para la participación. Con lo cual, la propuesta que ha hecho Brasil nos parece absolutamente acertada para poder ver cuál es la efectiva participación que han tenido desde antes del fondo fiduciario los países en desarrollo. Gracias.
Thank you, delegation Argentina, delegation Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, I thank the delegate from Brazil for raising what is clearly a most important issue and in actually suggesting some steps forward. I would raise a few comments in respect of how we might take this activity forward. Firstly, I am not sure that that asking the Secretariat to do the work is the appropriate mechanism. It's not an insignificant piece of work that we are asking someone to commence here. And we already have dealt with the burdens that will be on the Secretariat over the next 12 months. Secondly, I think in doing any study we would need to be aware of or look at the difference between attendance and participation. A couple of delegates have already raised the distinction between the quality of the interaction and participation by countries. And this isn't just relevant to developing countries. I think the difference between participation and attendance is also relevant for developed countries. Thirdly, I think what we should do in taking any study forward is pay particular attention to past work, to work that is underway under a range of the strategic plan elements, and to make sure that we bring that work together rather than just having a single new project, because it will touch on a range of mechanisms that are already in play, including things like the trust fund, capacity building initiatives, and co-hosting types of arrangements. Thank you.
Thank you. Australia, Ghana, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Ghanaian delegation would like to also support the issue raised by Brazil. We believe this is a timely intervention that requires the attention of the Commission. And we should, as we've done in the past, discuss this and come up with innovative solutions so that the participation of developing economies will be really felt at all levels of the Codex structure. Thank you.
Thank you. Ghana, Dominican Republic, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. República Dominicana quiere expresar su apoyo a la posición de Brasil, tanto en términos del estudio que proponen como en la generación del debate sobre el tema y considerarlo de alta prioridad. Yo creo que la equidad ha sido uno de los principios que dio origen, de los principios clave que dio origen al Codex Alimentarius, y es importante tomar en cuenta este elemento a la hora de la participación. República Dominicana hace ingentes esfuerzos en lograr armonizar todas sus normas con las normas CODES. Y sin embargo, muchas veces vemos que en ese proceso ya hay algunas normas que han concluido su proceso de definición y en las cuales nosotros no hemos podido participar a nivel internacional. Queremos expresar finalmente el agradecimiento al Fondo Fiduciario que nos permitió dentro de la clasificación como uno de los países prioritarios en un primer momento. Y en un segundo momento ya entramos en otra categoría, pero esto motivó a que el país, a nivel de donde se toman decisiones, le diera importancia a este tema y hoy podemos participar en algunas reuniones auspiciadas por instituciones nacionales. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Dominican Republic. Philippines, please.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much. The Philippines supports and agrees with Brazil that the value, if not the legitimacy of Codex standards, hinges on the extent to which countries participate in the process. And in this, because of this, the participation of developing countries who are not all here is a serious problem. We support the suggestion of Brazil to initially get the Secretariat to gather the data that will give us some information on the extent to which developing countries are here now, because I believe that there has been great improvement in participation. At the same time, we also agree with Australia that this study is not a simple one. Participation and attendance are not the same. If we really want to know why developing countries are not here, I would like to suggest that we also send questionnaires to developing countries to find out why they are not here, and if they are here, what they have found difficult in being able to participate effectively. And lastly, I would like to suggest that we evaluate the impact of measures which this body has already taken to bring the participation of developing countries at a higher level, such as, for example, the Codex Trust Fund, which has been a very important tool, as well as the co-hosting of meetings in developing countries. Thank you.
Thank you, Philippines. Your reply, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En primera instancia, Uruguay agradece a la presidencia y la secretaría el que se haya reconsiderado el tiempo para el debate, el cual es considerado muy importante para países en los que hacemos un esfuerzo para poder acercarnos acá y que seguramente quizás en futuras reuniones no hay 100% de seguridad que podamos estar. Uruguay comparte lo planteado por Brasil y se siente plenamente identificado con lo dicho y a la vez apoya la contribución de Francia. Uruguay quiere dejar de manifiesto que si bien a nivel país existe la voluntad de participar activamente en las actividades del Códex, prioritarias para nuestro país, el hecho de que la localización de los comités estén demasiado alejados del Uruguay y el alto número de reuniones lleva a que no sea posible una efectiva participación y se comprometa así la equidad en nuestra participación. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, delegation of Uruguay. Cuba, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Muy brevemente, Cuba suscribe los planteamientos que hizo la delegación de Brasil y desea hacer dos comentarios sobre este tema. Bueno, pensamos que es correcto que este tema, por la complejidad que tiene, debía ser un punto de la próxima comisión, tal como de alguna manera se ha dicho, y que se pueda debatir con toda profundidad, a partir de lo cual debía haber un documento sustantivo que contenga el resultado de estos estudios de participación a través de cuestionarios, a través de las estadísticas y también una propuesta de medidas que permita un debate eficaz y efectivo, lo cual sin duda van a tener, en nuestra opinión, que contener profundas ideas y deseos de cambio en la estructura del Códex. Y también queríamos apuntar que en cuanto a la fusión de los comités, que nos parece una propuesta razonable, debía tener en cuenta también a la hora de hacerse ese trabajo por el comité que va a requerir de nuevos arreglos organizativos, ya que la función va a implicar el trabajo de muchos temas que antes estaban de una manera aislada y que ahora, al estar concentrados, van a tener agendas muy cargadas, van a requerir de una gran cantidad y volumen de documentos, van a requerir de más días de agendas de reunión y también, por supuesto, tendrán un impacto mayor si hay ausencia por parte de nuestros países. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you. Cuba, Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En primer lugar, queremos ratificar nuestro apoyo a la propuesta de Brasil. Queremos también referirnos al último comentario de la delegación de Francia en cuanto a que la deslocalización de las reuniones debería analizarse primero. Nosotros creemos que ese apenas es un insumo para mirar una solución definitiva para este planteamiento de Brasil. Sabemos de la carga de trabajo de la Secretaría, pero ¿quién más que ella es la que tiene la información? Entonces, estamos de acuerdo en que a partir de un estudio, de un diagnóstico que podría ser, podría asociarse como un estudio, ese primero podría ser el insumo. Enseguida, que se convoque a los miembros del CODES para que envíen iniciativas alrededor del, como decía, la República Dominicana, para que aporten algo que pueda construir ese documento. Con esos dos insumos, se remita al Comité de Principios Generales, se analice allá la propuesta, el diagnóstico de la Secretaría, como las propuestas de los países, y finalmente se coloque en el en la agenda de la próxima reunión de la Comisión para que con esos documentos ya se haga un debate más a profundidad. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Delegate of Colombia. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, yes, I see new flags coming up, and we really should close it. El Salvador, yes, I have you already on my list. I add Kenya, Guatemala, Thailand. Thailand, yes, you have on my list, and your neighbor is Syria. I have Syria. But which is that flag over there?
Uganda.
Uganda.
Iran.
Oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, let's say we have to be pragmatic because we go through a list, but basically, let's say we hear more or less support. When I listened to the intervention of Brazil this morning, recognizing the understanding his concerns and also recognizing that it is an issue, that we really should move towards a really global organization that we can take on board the views of the whole membership. I guess this is not new. This is a desire already expressed on many occasions before. Now we take a listen to the interventions of I have now 17 countries has expressed their views. And first of all, I appreciate that you are so concise and so brief. That is very helpful and constructive. But many of you basically refer to ongoing issues, like, for instance, the trust fund. I sort of all of a sudden, I'm in the middle of a meeting of the trust fund. Also, tomorrow afternoon is the site event. There's also issues on how to improve the trust fund, going to the next step of performance, make indeed moving from being present to really effective participation in international negotiations, and so on. There's nothing wrong with it, And of course, there's also pointed out by the delegation of Australia that we could carefully look into all those activities already initiated and how this fits together to really move to a more effective participation of the whole membership of Codex. So there's nothing wrong with it, and yes, the Codex Trust Fund is making analysis. We can ask the Codex Secretary, as he pointed out, to make the necessary analysis. But really, I thought that Brazil was thinking about somewhat more drastic measures. May I come back to Brazil and slightly briefly reflect on what you mentioned this morning and what you heard in the meantime from 17 members? Brazil, please.
Thank you, Chairman. You used a word which I'm not sure you meant it, but you mentioned drastic. I think what is drastic is the very marginal participation of developing countries in the process. What sort of legitimacy do you have into being absent? I'm not making a distinction between attendance and participation, but by being a seat being fully vacant, I think that's inadmissible. We need to redress that, we need to correct that, we need to identify the issues.
Una cuestión. Entendemos que los países que han intervenido antes no han tomado la propuesta de Brasil como una propuesta estrechamente relacionada con el fondo fiduciario. Nos parece que eso es minimizar un planteo que en realidad trasciende y mucho el fondo fiduciario. Es más, somos conscientes justamente de que el fondo fiduciario se va a terminar, que los donantes en algún momento se van a cansar y los países en desarrollo no pueden depender de eso. Usted ha hecho una propuesta concreta, señor presidente, y Argentina, respecto de esa cuestión, quisiera hacer alguna observación. En principio, consideramos que lo que se le ha pedido al secretariado en términos de estudio no es tan complicado, pero si así lo fuera, Argentina se ofrece gustosa a proveerle la información, el análisis de datos del año 2000 hasta la fecha de esta reunión de la Comisión respecto de la participación de los países en desarrollo con y sin aportes del fondo fiduciario, respecto de los países que han participado con financiamiento del fondo fiduciario, tenemos todos los informes que año a año ha hecho la Organización Mundial de la Salud y de hecho no es un análisis complicado el que debe hacerse para ver la participación de los países. Es sencillo. La otra cuestión es que consideramos que en realidad si se trata de aportes y de ideas concretas, este tema debería pasar primeramente por los comités coordinadores regionales. Y como se trata de una cuestión que trasciende los comités, trasciende cualquier comité y creemos que este es el ámbito más adecuado, preferiríamos que una vez que pase por los comités coordinadores regionales se discuta en plenaria en la comisión y a partir de ahí si hay que tomar algún tipo de medida sí que vaya al comité de principios generales que es lo que correspondería. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, let's say, I would like to make very clear why I want to use the opportunity of having a discussion in Paris. That is just to have another opportunity to take your views on board before discussing it further in the CAC. It is just offering an opportunity. You see how much time this takes. It is just offering an opportunity to have a further debate on this issue, to get your input. But it comes back to the CAC, and it can be also in parallel with regional coordinating committees. So hopefully, I would very much like that you not open the discussion on the content now, but merely on process. I see the flag of Cameroon.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think we've been on this topic for quite some time now, and then we've listened to your proposal, Mr. Chairman, and then I think at this point in time, we would like to probably try to go along with that proposal, because we know that if anything has to be discussed in the Commission, if it goes through a committee, it might be very helpful. And we think that probably taking the matter to CCGP will be a good thing to do before it comes back to the Commission. But I think we've seen document 9C part 3, part 2 today, review of CODES committee structure and mandate of CODES committee and task forces. This part of work, this work was done by the Secretariat since the 30th session. And it was well done and has made good proposal that we are examining today, and we have been examining since the 30th session. And I think the same kind of work could be done by the Secretariat also. That's why we want to emphasize that first thing, we agree that the Secretariat undertake this analysis, be it review, study, or what I call it, whatever I think, along the line that Brazil proposed, with the terms of reference that Brazil proposed, put it on the table of the CCGP, hoping that the French Secretariat will be kind enough to host us or that to discuss that. And also, once it is discussed there, then it can come back to the Commission next year. That's, I think, I hope with, if I look at my friend from Brazil, I think he might concur with me if that's fine with him. Thank you.
Thank you, Delegate of Cameroon. That is very helpful. I noticed your support for my proposal. Cote d'Ivoire and then Japan. Cote d'Ivoire, please.
Chile.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je pense que la problématique de la participation des pays en développement aux travaux du Codex est un problème tellement important qu'il faut éviter de l'escamoter dans un réduit de temps. Le principe d'une étude étant acquis, nous pensons qu'il faut soutenir votre proposition pour permettre que l'étude soit faite et qu'à la prochaine réunion de la Commission, on puisse donc ensemble analyser et adopter les solutions. Merci.
Thank you, Cote d'Ivoire. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Japan supports Chair's proposal to discuss further the matter in Paris, which already has incorporated constructive proposals presented by a distinguished delegate from Thailand, which would allow us to have more contemplation on this matter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Delegate of Japan. That's very constructive. Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nosotros también apoyamos en aras de tener una instancia más de discusión, y dado que en este momento la verdad que es difícil poder ahondar en el tema, el que lo pueda tratar el Comité de Principios Generales. Sin embargo, quisiéramos saber en qué términos lo trataría y asegurar que en la próxima reunión de la Comisión este tema sea tratado. No vaya a ser cosa que en la reunión del Comité de Principios Generales se rechace el tema y tenga que verse en la otra reunión de la Comisión. Y todos los insumos que puedan llegar serían apropiados, tanto el material de la Secretaría como el que ofreció Argentina serían insumos, y de los comités regionales serían insumos para poder trabajar en estas discusiones. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. This is quite helpful. My understanding is what my proposal is. Yes, we discussed it in the general principles. Whatever the outcome is, it will be discussed in the meeting next year of the Codex Amateurs Commission. And yes, in parallel, it can also be discussed by the regional coordinating committees. Mali, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Je serai très bref. Je soutiens bien votre proposition, mais je suppose quand même que le débat sera fait sur la base d'un document qui résume au moins ce que nous avons dit ici pour nous permettre de bien travailler là-dessus et permettre aussi à ceux qui ne sont pas dans cette salle de pouvoir savoir ce qui a été dit et pouvoir suivre les débats. Merci.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mali. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm inclined to close the discussion here. And let me summarize what we have discussed. I think that it should be appropriate to have the what has been said by Brazil. The delegation of Brazil started with the discussion that is reflected in the report. Then we had a number of countries that express their views. As usual, these views will be briefly summarized in our report. So there in the report, there is a reflection what has happened this afternoon. It is an important issue. It is a matter of urgency. Yes, it is already on our plate, but we should go 1 mile further. My understanding is that the Commission is in favor, based on a document prepared by the Codex Secretary, to have it discussed in Paris next year during the Codex Committee on General Principles. Just offering a platform, a time to have a rich debate. And that then goes for further discussion to the next session of the Codex Amateurs Commission. This issue will be on the agenda. And yes, it is also advisable that when the Codex, the regional coordinating committees meet, that they also to take the opportunity to discuss this and also to send that back to the Codex Amateurs Commission meeting. And in that light, I very much appreciate and I repeat it again also what has been said by the delegation of Thailand. As organization, we have a responsibility, but also the member states have a responsibility to really think about their own situation and from there have their input in these discussions, in the general principles, in the regional committees, and later on in the Codex Alimentarius Commission. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my summary. I hope you can concur with this, and I close the discussion on this particular issue. It is 5:10. Before the lunch, we were discussing agenda item 11. When we came at the point of proposal 7, I have before me the report of the December Executive Committee 08-31-3, paragraph 23, proposal 7. I guess that we endorse the proposal as is redrafted there. There should be a comprehensive review, but that we did not mention a particular date. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was proposal 7. And then I would like to ask the Codex Secretary to move on to proposal 10. Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The proposal 10 has been drafted originally as follows. The Commission may wish to consider whether the current arrangement is appropriate for Codex to carry out immediate and future tasks relating to nutrition. Such considerations should take into account priority areas of work of the Commission with due regard to its strategic plan 2008 and 2013. Mr. Chairman, this proposal was discussed at the second last session of the Executive Committee, and you can find the summary of the discussion in document Alinom 08-31-3, paragraphs 27 through 31. Mr. Chairman, the Executive Committee at that session noted the comments submitted and generally those comments submitted generally recognized the importance of work on nutrition in Codex currently undertaken by the committees on nutrition and foods for special dietary uses and food for food labeling. So on the side of Codex structure, the exec committee did not make any suggestion to modify or drastically or undrastically the current framework to address the issue on nutrition. The same session of the exec committee also noted that the FAO and WHO have been in consultation with a view to establishing a joint expert body on nutrition, which in future could work in tandem with the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Special Foods for Special Dietary Uses as a source of scientific advice to the work of this committee. So, Mr. Chairman, if you allow me, I would like to refer the Commission to the discussion that took place in the Exec Committee last week on the basis of a paper prepared by New Zealand. Well, in this paper, New Zealand did not specifically point to the need on work in nutrition, but they referred to this issue as an example where horizontal approach and flexible approach is needed within Codex to tackle certain issues. And the Executive Committee last week concluded that basically the current Commission procedures allow the Commission to choose the most appropriate mechanism to deal with horizontal issues, including nutrition, if need be. Mr. Chairman, these are the elements which the Commission may take into account in concluding the consideration of the current proposal number 10. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Indeed, there was no firm conclusion. We have also seen written comments. My understanding is that the feeling of the Executive Committee that more or less the current structure is fine regarding the opportunity to take on board issues relevant to nutrition, either in the Labelling Committee or in the Codex Committee for Nutrition and Food for Special Dietary Uses. I would like to refer now ask FAO and WHO to, I guess, to briefly inform the meeting on the provision of scientific advice in the area of nutrition. Representative FAO, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Solo brevemente para confirmar el compromiso que tiene la FAO y los acuerdos tenidos con nuestros colegas de la OMS, que a partir de este momento estamos en posibilidad de proporcionar la asistencia, la asesoría científica requerida para los trabajos de este comité en las mismas bases y siguiendo los principios que han regido en la asesoría científica para el resto de los trabajos del Codex. Estamos listos y la FAO y la OMS seguirán un procedimiento flexible dependiendo de las necesidades que en cada caso se nos hagan llevar. Gracias.
Thank you, Representative FAO. Representative WHO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. WHO would like to recognize the need to provide scientific advice as requested by the committee and would like to stress its commitment to provide the requested scientific advice together with FAO. Nutrition has the highest attention in WHO. It comes in the same strategic framework together with food safety. And WHO and FAO are committed to identify the best mechanism to provide the scientific advice required through existing or new to be formed expert bodies. Thank you.
Thank you, representative of WHO. Well, ladies and gentlemen, then I guess that we can conclude the discussion on this proposal. The role of Codex in the area of nutrition, that the current structure is basically fine and provides sufficient room to take on board those issues that are within the mandate of Codex. And we should note and recognize with the ongoing work in the area on nutrition in the area, let's say, related to the provision of scientific advice. From our perspective, it's a very important part, and we appreciate and thanks everyone at WHO that also in this area they will undertake the necessary work to provide also Codex and the member states with the relevant advice on scientific issues. That more or less, I hope that you can concur with that conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, and that then means that at 20 minutes past 5 we move to the last proposal, which is the role of Codex in relation to private standards. And you can imagine that I'm really reluctant to open the floor, and maybe better that we can now adjourn the discussion on this particular item. We will most likely come back to that early morning, but that we move on now to the election procedure for the vice chairs. That gives our secretary 10 minutes to explain the procedures. It is my understanding that Dr. Mosha will preside over this part of the meeting, and that gives me an opportunity to take a little rest. Thank you very much. The meeting tomorrow starts at 9:30 sharp.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and I really wish to thank Wim for giving me a very able hand. And now we need to go back to agenda item 16, and it's on the election of the vice chairpersons. And can I invite our secretary to please explain the procedures? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have been told that according to the FAO's established practice, it is customary to ascertain whether all the candidatures are maintained before starting the voting. So there are four nominations, four candidates, as I announced it earlier this afternoon. Are there any withdrawals of candidates? I see none. I therefore proceed with the explanation of the procedures. Those delegates who participated in the election of the chairperson last night, the whole arrangement is the same. In a few minutes, the chairperson would designate the member who will start the voting. And starting from this member, the names of the Codex members will be called upon in alphabetical order. Delegations, upon the call, can proceed to the voting area. Show your badge. Receive a ballot paper. And the most importantly, you have to put a cross next to the candidates of your choice and not next to the candidates you want to eliminate. This is a very important point. Cross means your choice, your trust. Second very important element is the following. In the secret ballot we are about to organize, you will see all four names of the candidates. In this round of the ballot, we are going to elect three vice chairpersons. The number of posts or places available is three. In order for your ballot paper to be valid, you have to choose three different candidates and put the mark next to their name. If you choose all four candidates, your ballot paper will be considered as not valid. If you choose one name or two names, which is short of the number of posts available, your ballot paper will again considered as invalid. Therefore, you have to make your choice of three candidates in order that your ballot paper will be counted. After the first ballot, we will assess the number of votes cast on each of the candidates, and those candidates which have obtained the number of votes equal to or exceeds the required majority will be declared elected. In the case that only one candidate has exceeded the number required for the election, that candidate will be considered as elected, and the second cycle of secret ballot will be organized among the three remaining candidates. In that case, you would be requested to choose two names out of three. Mr. Chairman, at this stage, we are not in a position to learn how many candidates will actually pass the bar of the required majority. So the need for the second ballot and how many candidates will be elected after the first cycle of voting, and how many candidates will proceed to the second ballot will depend on the outcome of the first cycle of secret ballot. So, Mr. Chairman, this is a reason why there may be a case for more than one cycle of secret ballots need be organized, and it may take some time, as you have learned from your exercise last night. However, we shall continue our business until the all three successful candidates are identified. So this is basically the way we proceed with the voting. If there are any questions on the procedure, we'll be happy to provide the answer.
Thank you, Secretary, for that information. I hope it was clear enough. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Una sola cuestión. La mayoría de los candidatos tienen nombres con los que no estamos familiarizados. ¿No sería posible que detrás suyo pusieran los nombres y el país de cada uno de los candidatos para que no nos equivocáramos al votar? Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina, and the secretary will be just too happy to provide that. Secretary, please.
Well, in this particular case, the Codex Secretariat has been successful in anticipating this kind of request, and you will find both the name and the country the candidates come from on the ballot paper, so that you have no difficulty and minimize the risk of choosing a wrong candidate. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and through you, I kindly request the interpreters to accord us a few additional minutes until we have selected the tellers. We have one candidate from Asia, one candidate from Africa, one candidate from the Near East, and one candidate from Europe. Mr. Chairman, I wonder whether any countries could propose a volunteer to serve as a teller, one from North America and one from Southwest Pacific region.
Thank you, Secretary. We are looking for volunteers, please, for the tailors. Any country? Australia, thank you very much. And one more from
North America?
Canada, please. Thank you very much. So Canada and Australia will be our tailors. Secretary, please, with the next of the procedures.
Argentina,
please, sorry.
Gracias, señor presidente. No sé si es necesario por cuestiones de procedimiento que se indique cuántos miembros presentes hay en la sala para votar en el día de hoy.
Libia, please. Libia.
Thank you, Chair. Could we please ask you to rename the name of the person that are candidates and the countries and their countries, because in the bullet paper only the names of the person are written, just that we can make sure that we're not going to mark the wrong name. Thank you.
Thank you, Libya, and the secretary will answer the two questions. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So far, 138 countries have registered. Therefore, the required quorum for the conduct of business is 70. If countries can kindly put the banner vertical, then we could easily see whether we have 70 countries present. Argentina seems to be absent. Can you kindly put your banner up to assess the number of countries present? Can you talk to others and get the total number? During we count the number of countries present, I will announce the four names of the candidate. Mr. Sanjay Dev from India. Sanjay Dev, the land, the India. Mr. Ben Manindo from Uganda. Mr. Yasin Kayat from Jordan, de Jordanie, de Jordania. Mr. Knud Østergaard from Denmark, de Dinamarca. Of course, the number of members present in the room may fluctuate during the course of voting, depending on the physical and physiological need. But at this point of time, we have counted 124 members present, which is more than 70 members required. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I ask kindly ask the countries to return the country name back and ask you to choose one Codex member. Mr. Chairman, the country you have chosen is Thailand.